With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Health and Human Services is pulling funding for some projects in the vaccine pipeline. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced that his department plans to cancel contracts and halt funding for some $500 million worth of vaccine development projects. They're all using mRNA technology, the methodology used to create the vaccines credited with slowing the 2020 coronavirus pandemic. The 22 projects led by pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer and Moderna are directed towards fighting respiratory virus infections like the flu, COVID-19, and the bird flu variant H5N1. Kennedy has been a longtime vaccine critic. Jennifer King, Washington.
President Trump is not commenting on a potential Israeli military takeover of Gaza. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Asked whether he supports or opposes a potential Israeli takeover of Gaza, the president said his administration's focus was on food access for the Palestinian people.
We are there now trying to get people fed.
As for reports of Israel's military taking total control of Gaza, the president said that's not his call.
I really can't say that's going to be pretty much up to Israel.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says he's nearing a decision on whom to nominate to the Federal Reserve.
I'll be making that decision before the end of the week, and we'll either decide on one for permanence or the four-month period, the term. There's a term of about a number of months. We have a couple of candidates. Everybody wants it, okay? It's not a couple, but we've narrowed it to a couple of candidates. And we've also, we're looking at the Fed chair, and that's down to four people right now.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 62 points. The NASDAQ dropped 137. This is SRN News. Religious people are a minority in a growing number of nations.
The vast majority of the global population follows some faith, mostly Christianity and Islam. But religiously unaffiliated people, those who are atheists, agnostics, or adherents of no particular faith, are now the majority in 10 countries. China and North Korea are perhaps the most obvious ones on the list, but the unaffiliated are also a majority now in the Netherlands, New Zealand, the Czech Republic, Uruguay, Japan, Vietnam, Macau, and Hong Kong. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A church in Nigeria's megacity of Lagos has become a community for people who are deaf. The pastor preaches in sign language, and the vibrations of drums signal when to pray or kneel at the Christian Mission for the Deaf Church. An estimated 10 million of Nigeria's 220 million people are deaf or have difficulty hearing. This is SRN News. One company's bottom line confirms the growing influence and acceptance of artificial intelligence in today's world.
AI software company Palantir Technologies posted a $1.17 billion annual loss in 2020 when it went public. Now that red ink is simply an unpleasant memory. The company's shares appear headed toward another record after it booked its first $1 billion in quarterly sales and raised its outlook for the year. Its stock rose above $170 before the opening bell Tuesday, which would be tops for the company that has already notched record highs four times this year. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Two Washington, D.C. area statues commemorating the Confederacy will be restored and replaced. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.